Hey you, this is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. This is Revive Refresh with your hosts, Tiger,
Naomi,
Pac, and Cameron.
Come on a journey with us to find refreshed ideas on music and our community with your favorite high schoolers. Would the journey end? Stay a while to find out.
Maybe then you look at me away and holler. This new girl trying to click up, wanna hang on my futon that don't flip up. Drown your sorrow with my power. Your thick skin getting thinner in the shower. Feel the way when it hurts like that. Go take it off and your crop top last. I'm a flower child with my morals and punk rock when I start getting sour. Linger on the phone for a minute, but would you lay here with me for the hour? Yeah, I know who he is, kinda cold, and I'm not intimidated by his leather coat. Going back and forth is kind of getting old. So can we set in stone that I'll make you forget about him? I'll make you forget about him. I'll make you. I'll make you. Running to your friends, I know you lie through your teeth. I got your tongue tied when you messed up the sheets. Burn your body, mine. When my finger wraps you around, then your friends bugging out, asking if you really like what you found. Well, tell them you like what you found in me. I'll make you forget about him. I'll make you forget about him. I'll make you. I'll make you. There's one thing in my life that I've learned is don't take advantage of the sad and the hurting. Approach with caution, tell him my honesty will be the one to kill him. So tell your friends you got a new man. With issues, I got a few, man. If seven figures ain't enough to satisfy, it doesn't matter, cause I will. I'll make you forget about him. I'll make you forget about him. I'll make you.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to Revive Refresh with your hosts,
Tiger,
Naomi,
Pac,
and Cameron.
And this week we're back with
some changes, you know? It's January, guys, as we all know, you know? January is here.
Yeah.
Everything's changing.
Yep. And as we've been talking over the past 2 weeks in January that we've been here, we've been talking about resolutions, we've been talking about creativity, we've been talking about new stuff.
So today we're going to talk about change. So what is change? Change can be good or bad, you know? Like sometimes you just gotta change, you know what I'm saying? And then sometimes you just don't. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
How do you guys deal with change? Like, let's say it's, for now, positive, like positive change.
Thanks. So positive change, you know, I'm not lacking anymore. As we all know, grade 10 got me messed up.
We did not know that.
We did not know that.
Oh, you did? You guys didn't?
Sadly, no.
Sadly, yeah. No.
Wish I was there.
Yeah, grade 10 got me messed up. Like, you know, you guys know this girl, like, she just had to, like, she gave me, like, yeah.
You know, in general, I feel like positive change, at least for me, it makes me excited. Like, it tells me that, like, things are improving. My life is actually working out for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Negative change, on the other hand, I feel like is honestly
it kind is of, what it is. You
it
know?
Is what it is.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. What was that someone
said? Okay, Kelly Clarkson. All right. Anyways, Cam, how do you deal with change?
So positive change, I just kind of let it be, you know, as you would, you know, you want to keep it, so you just let it be. Negative change, I am awful with. I am awful at change because I don't like to change things. So I am very stubborn, so I will probably do something till I die and not change. Although, if I have to change, I'll try, but it'll take me so long to change.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I think, like, when it comes to, there are, like, changes beyond your control, and then there's changes within yourself.
Mm.
And I don't do very good with changes that are beyond my control because I, like, always want to fix things. So, like, for instance, if one of my friends is, like, going through something and it's something that I can't help with, I'm, like, sitting there on the sidelines and I'm just like, I want to help, but I can't. You know what I mean? Like, and then I get frustrated, basically. Pac, how do you deal with change, whether it's positive or negative or within yourself or within other people? How do you deal with it?
Like, for me, myself, I'm a very flexible person.
Yeah. I wish.
Yeah, so, like, usually if I face, like, a small change or, like, for example, like, a positive change, right, I would, like, keep doing it. Like, for example, if I get, like, a work done or, like, get into, like, a positive habit, I would keep, like, keep journal and keep track of what I'm doing. And then I'm just learn from, like, oh, yeah, I'm doing this and this, like, very beneficial to me. So I'm gonna, like, keep doing it. Something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, in that case, let's change up into our next song, which is Every Shivers in the Dark, off the album Acquainted with Night by the artist Lil Neil. I hope you guys enjoy.
Love someone. speck of sand to the ocean green mountain top. The flame is a blaze, it so burns and it turns and won't stop. A shrug of a shoulder, long and tired sigh. Can't see beyond the nose from one's own eyes. The days are diminished, or so it seems to appear. Through the palm of the hand, there it slips all the years. These shining armors, such grand displays. The borders drawn neatly, showing predator prey. A fundamental right is named and proclaimed with all might. There's always an excuse.
See?
This is CJSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to Revive Refresh with your hosts,
Tiger,
Naomi,
Park,
and Cameron.
And we're back. And the song you just listened to was The Sky Is Broken by James Beasley from the album Illusion Land.
Mm. So guys, you know, we're already like 16, 17, 18, stuff
19.
Like that.
19.
Okay. You're really old.
I know.
And I'm also not 18 yet.
Oh, you're very young. But like, you know, we're all turning into adults soon, right? What is that like thing that verifies you're an adult?
Age.
Age?
Maturity.
Like, what things do you do to become an adult?
Pay bills.
Independence.
Okay. Like
bills, taxes.
Yeah.
Buying or like moving out of the places you were living in with your parents.
Right. I'd say driving too. Getting your license.
Yeah.
You know, change. I was like really afraid of driving, so I never drove after I took my L. But like I recently started driving. Like I think I'm a crazy driver. Mm. Like, you know those those people on the streets.
Watch out for Tiger on the streets. If you just see a car going zigzagging across the road, that's Tiger. Watch out.
No, that's me. Because like this last Saturday, I was driving at like Commercial Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm turning, right? I forget to slow down. I like go 80 into the intersection. The 99 B line is coming towards me. Like, I cut that thing off. I turn, and then my instructor was like, left, left. I didn't know what he meant. So I turned left without putting on my signal. He turned the wheel back. I was like, oh, my bad. So we almost crashed that time. And then I was changing lanes, right? I did not do my shoulder check. I put on the signal, and then I didn't check my blind spot. There was a car coming at me, and I was already turning. Thank my instructor. He saw that. Where else I would be in the hospital right now.
I think you'd be better in there.
Mm.
More useful.
Wow.
In any case, I definitely say one of the most like influential changes is definitely the transition from childhood or teenage years to adulthood. Would you guys say, and you listening on the radio, would you say that you're ready for adulthood?
And if you are, how is adulthood?
So, guys, what do you think?
Personally,
Tiger, yeah.
Personally, I'm flabbergasted. I, like, it's crazy. That's all I can say. Mm-hmm. Can't go.
It's crazy.
So, I'm almost an adult. In 2 weeks, I will be an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Age-wise, but I will always be a child. I am very childish. I don't think I'll ever grow up. I'll just have to do adult things as a child. So, yeah.
Makes sense. Pac, how about you? You basically are there.
You are an adult.
Yeah, so, like, for my perspective and stuff, I was, like, actually, like, officially, like, an adult already. And I feel like a lot of changes in my life also.
Mm, like what changes?
Like,
does your mom still yell at you?
Yeah.
Same. My mom told me to clean my desk yesterday.
I don't think that's going to change regardless of if you became an adult or not. Yeah. It's really just about how your parents are.
My mom said I should go wash my socks. I do wash my socks. I was just joking.
Sure.
Yeah. Guys, I'm joking. Guys.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But as you grew older, you kind of like less like serious about those stuff, you know. Like as a kid, you gotta be like obedient and stuff, you know. But like even you grow up, you kind of feel like don't really care.
Yeah.
Like I know what I'm doing.
You got your own perspective.
I'd say the difference, like in that sense, is that like when you're younger, you have to be obedient to your parents. But when you get older, basically like. How do I explain this? But, like, they become your advisors, if that
that's
makes sense.
That's
like,
true.
They're the people who, like, suggest stuff to you.
They're just trying to guide you into a path, you know?
That's true.
And then now, I guess, your parents are there. They're still looking over you, after you and stuff. But like, we now have our own perspectives, you know? Like,
that's true.
Today, I almost crashed again. I was trying to like park on the curbside. I was going 80. I was going into the sidewalk. Two big lights were flashing behind me. I could not see.
Two big lights.
Yeah. And then, so I ran onto the curbside. I was so thankful that there was no pedestrians, or else I would have been, like, I would be detained right now.
Are you sure you're fit to be a driver?
Yes. Yes.
I'd say you consider and, like, you know, wait for a bit and think about it.
I think you could wait till next year, maybe.
I think you should take some time to reflect and think about it.
Maybe even 2 years. I don't think that'd be too bad.
Yeah.
No, like, yeah, practice exactly. Makes perfect. Without mistakes, how would you learn? You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta make some... No, we can't.
Maybe drive once a month, you know, so we can limit casualties.
Oh, that's tough. I think we need to take this outside. I'm joking.
Okay, guys. Let's reel it in. Let's get to our next song, which is Lonely Nights by Leisure.
I hope you like this one.
I hope you're from the...